The Justice Department is investigating charges that the nation's largest dairy cooperative is trying to corner the milk market. Milk producers in Louisiana and Florida say the co-op, Dairy Farmers of America, has been unfairly using its size and clout to control the price of raw milk and force independent producers out of the market. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
You may not have heard of Dairy Farmers of America, but chances are you're drinking its milk and eating its butter and cheese. Based in Kansas City, it's by far the nation's largest dairy co-op. Aggie Schaefer is the co-op's director of communications.
We market about a third of the nation's milk supply. Okay, we represent 22,000 voting farmer members. We're a true co-op. We operate in 49 states.
Less than two decades ago, the U.S. had more than a quarter million dairy farms. Today, there are 85,000. Consolidation and competition forced many dairy farmers out of business. Dairy Farmers of America was formed in 1998 through the merger of four regional dairy co-ops, and since then it's steadily grown, adding other co-ops and thousands of dairy farmers across the country. It's that growth that has prompted an antitrust investigation by the Justice Department. Earlier this month, Justice Department lawyers met with a group of about 15 dairy farmers in eastern Louisiana to talk about the proposed sale of a milk plant to a company partly owned by DFA. Jerome Walker, a third-generation dairy farmer from Franklinton, Louisiana, helped set up that meeting. He and other independents who supply milk to the plant are concerned about what will happen to them once DFA takes over.
We have a lot of concerns, and that has prompted our complaint to Justice. Why does anybody need to dominate this market? Competition's good for anything.
Walker says although DFA has said it will continue to honor the milk plant's contracts with independent dairy farmers, past experience shows that eventually they'll be forced to join DFA, pay co-op fees, and ultimately receive less money for their milk. Those are not the only complaints the Justice Department is investigating. Calvin Covington is the CEO of Southeast Milk Incorporated, a co-op representing 300 producers in Florida. 2 years ago, DFA bought two milk plants where Southeast Milk had exclusive supply contracts. In order to keep those contracts, Covington says last year his co-op was forced to pay DFA $4 million.
DFA has grown very fast since its inception, and what it appears, they just want to end up controlling almost all the dairy production in this country. Again, we want to work with them, but in order to work with them, it's got to be mutually beneficial to both parties. And what happens, it just appears like over time, that if you don't give in to their demands, they just keep pushing you or wanting to take more money away from you.
At DFA's headquarters in Kansas City, Aggie Schaefer says the co-op has not been notified by the Justice Department that it's under investigation, but that if it is, it will fully cooperate. Schaefer says the Justice Department has long kept a close watch over the dairy industry, and she's confident the co-op's business practices, while tough, are not anti-competitive.
Yeah, we realize we're one of the nation's largest dairy cooperatives. And so we're a target because of our size and because of our innovative relationships that we've created, and that is the cost of doing business in today's dairy industry.
Justice Department officials won't comment on the investigation or on the likelihood that once the investigation is complete, charges will be brought against a co-op that puts a third of the nation's milk on the breakfast table each day. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.